Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, there is something brand new in the works here in Rock Hill. It's called 100% RHS. Now, what the heck is that? I have no idea. So we reached out to the two brain trusts behind this thing, Jennifer Burns and Ashley Leslie, and they're both here today on our Straight Talk program to tell us all about this thing. But before we do that, we always like to do the introductions, especially when we have somebody who's brand spanking new to the microphones. So since her last name begins with a B, she gets to go first. Jennifer, tell us about you, if you would.
All right. Well, I'm Jennifer Burns, married to James Burns. I'm a Rock Hill native. We have four kids. Went to Clemson University, and I'm a former teacher. Taught second grade, and then I taught four-year-olds with Ashley Leslie at Episcopal Day School. And we're really excited about what we're starting.
How old are your children? Ages what?
Our children are 12, 10, 8, and 6.
Boy, you got a whole...
Our hands are full.
Your hands are full. God bless you, girl. All right, Ashley, tell us about you, please.
All right, I'm Ashley Leslie, and I have been in Rock Hill for most of my life, and I met my husband, Will, when we were in high school, and we both went to Clemson, and we have three children. One is 20, one is 18, and one is 15. Yes, I like to say that our car insurance is really, really, our insurer is doing great right now. And I'm a former educator as well. I'm still in education, but I used to teach in public school, and I have a special education degree. And we are just excited to be able to support our local educators and our students.
Okay. So I've never heard of 100% RHS. That stands for 100% Rock Hill Schools?
Rock Hill Students.
Students. Yeah. Ah, okay. So what brought this all about? Tell me what it is.
I think that there was a group of us who were all looking for a way to serve, to help our educators, to help our students, and to give back. And our kids are getting older. I feel like now is the time that we need to get in the schools and help out our teachers and our students. And so that's kind of where the idea started. We talked to a lot of teachers, and it seemed like there were basic needs. And we wanted to give back to them, fill those needs, and also show them how much we appreciate them.
Now, you're both former educators.
Yes.
So you know what it's like to be in the classroom.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You've been there, done that. When we talk about basic, simple needs that the teachers are trying to take care of, give me two or three items that I would never think about, but you would.
Okay, so a couple of things that we have done, just starting off initially, are things that have been great. During testing, teachers want to say, hey, we want to have some extra snacks for our students so they can be 100% before they do their testing. So we've had people reach out and ask for that, and so we've been able to provide that. Last week, we were able to provide some T-shirts for a class at Rawlinson Road who participated in Special Olympics, and that was very special, and we were excited to be able to pitch in and really just connect the community so that they could pitch in.
So you all have been kind of doing this on your own up until you formed this 100% RHS?
We've been trying to help and give back on our own, and then we decided we wanted to form a nonprofit so that others in the community could get involved.
Okay. So you formed this nonprofit, and it's a 501c3.
Yes.
All put together.
Yes.
And you're just now launching it? Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
All right. And your goal is obviously to raise a bunch of money that you can parcel out to teachers as they need it.
Yes.
Well, therein is an interesting question. You got a lot of teachers in the Rock Hill school system.
Yes.
How would you handle the requests? Would they just contact you at a website and say, hi, I'm Mary Smith, and I teach 7th grade, and I need help with cookies or something. I mean, how are you going
to
do
basically
that?
Basically, that's how we want to handle it. We want it to be as easy and seamless for the teachers as it can be. So we have our website. It's 100rhs.org. They can go to it. They can learn about us. They can learn about the things that we want to do for the teachers. They can donate. They can fill out forms with things that they need. It's just an easy one-step process.
Yes. Okay. So have you... You've already funded some small requests from teachers?
Yes.
Some T-shirts and some snacks?
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
Just a couple weeks. Yeah. We've met and we've gotten started. And
so it didn't
really
take long
did not.
For the word to get out to the teaching community that there's help out here for us.
Yes.
Right.
I'm getting the impression already that there's so much need out there that you decided... We can't keep funding this out of our own pocketbooks. We need some help.
Right. Yes. And I feel like since COVID, things have just changed. And teachers need support. They need to know that they're loved. The students need to know that they're loved and that the community is behind them. And we started this as a way to show that.
Now, you're a mother of four.
I am.
Tell me what it was like to have all your kids at home. Trying to learn.
That was really hard.
Huh?
That was really hard. And I think every mother probably feels that way.
And did you find that your kids really kind of fell behind?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think they struggled. And I think every child is different. And for some kids, maybe that was easy for them, you know, the virtual Zooms and things like that. But for mine, they really do better in the classroom. And I do better when they're in the classroom.
And I think that is true. We have, you know, students as teachers, but then we have our own children. And I think sometimes those lines maybe just don't need to be crossed.
Right.
If we are not set up at home to be, you know, teaching. And so during COVID, I think that we were in two different places. She had elementary students. I had high school students. And I just saw during that time the teachers really go above and beyond. I mean, I had teachers call, check on my children. I had teachers say, let's do Zoom tutoring. They really went above and beyond. So I think at this point, this is our opportunity, now that I have a little more free time, our children are getting older, to really do the same for them. So I think it was just really a learning experience, but a good one. We took a lot of good things away from, you know, what we learned then and how we had to operate then.
Sure. So. Okay, so we've set up 100% RHS, 100RHS.org.
Yes.
And obviously we got to generate some dollars.
Yes.
Boom. So, you got a plan. I'm sure you've got a plan. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have a plan.
Right.
What are you going to do? What kind of ideas do you have to raise money?
Well, we're going to go talk to possible donors. We're going to basically pitch what we want to do and hope that our community wants to back us and be involved. We have a PayPal set up on our website that you can go and donate.
Right.
Yes. And I think that a lot of the community really wants to get involved. So I think a lot of people already say, how can I help? And I think this is just a way to build one place so that they could go and help. And there are really great, lots of great organizations that we can, you know, support in this community to help our students. And this is just one. This is one that specifically supports, you know, small things in the classroom, teacher appreciation, other appreciation projects for all of our staff. I think that... That is really important, and that's one of the things that we really do want to talk about a little bit more too, is how we want to show appreciation for everyone: educators, support staff, bus drivers, SROs, all of them.
Well, yes. I tell you what, you talk about a COVID experience for everybody.
Yes.
If there wasn't a renewed appreciation for what teachers have to do in the classroom during that 2-year period when mom and dad had to juggle their schedules and try to teach kids at home, I don't know what, I mean, I can't imagine there wasn't. I think they really understood how stressful it is to try to take care of kids, and they're your own kids, to mention 25 others.
Right. Right. And I think a lot of times we forget that as a community, that every day we drop our kids off with them, and that's who they're with all day. That's their influence. That's who helps mold them, and we need to show them how thankful we are for them. And since... We're talking about that right now. We're doing the 26 Days of Praise.
Ah, I knew there was an event coming here.
Yeah.
26 Days of Praise. All right, so start talking. What's that all about?
So we are going to, our goal is to go to every school, every facility, just to let them know that we are grateful, that we know they're there, that we know what they're doing is important, that it's special, and we want to say thank you. So we've been delivering breakfast. We have had 1 week of that, and we're gearing up for another week of that, just to say thank you for everybody in the schools, all the teachers, all the staff members. So I think it's a great way to start, you know, and just to get to go see every school. Going into schools is fun.
It is really so much fun.
Ooh, 26 days. So you are taking breakfast.
We are taking
to breakfast. Each school.
Yes.
I don't know how many teachers and administrators that is, but that's a bunch.
Yes. They let us know how many, and we bring breakfast. Last week we did the high schools and the alternative school and technology, virtual learning. We went to all of their schools and took Momo's Donuts and Panera Coffee.
Wow. Wow. Good for you. That's really something.
It was really fun.
It was fun.
It was. And they were so appreciative, and they were so excited. And it made our day as much as it made them, theirs.
So you got another, 15 schools to go, or 18 schools, or whatever it is?
A few more than that.
We're doing middle schools next week, and then we'll do elementary schools after that.
Good for you. So what a way to get this thing launched. I mean, tremendous.
Yeah.
So the name 100% RHS. Or don't let me confuse you. Online, that's 100RHS.org.
Yes.
You're doing this 100% as volunteers? I mean, you're not creating a staff position or whatever. This is simply moms getting together to help out teachers.
Yes, and we are open to other community members, too, helping us out. And you definitely don't have to be a mom to come and help. But we it's a group that just started. We want to be able to tell donors that 100% of what you give is going to the students. And, again, we have a little bit of extra time to be able to do that. So at this point, for the projects that we have planned, we don't have any overhead.
Isn't that something? So 26 days of praise. What's cooking behind that? You got something else you're working on, or you already got started?
I think our next main project we wanted to work on was celebrating our support staff. So that's kind of what we're looking to go towards next.
Yes.
And so people understand, there's probably as many support staff as there are teachers in many of these schools.
Yes.
Imagine just what it takes to maintain, pick a middle school. The numbers of people who are there to do maintenance, bus drivers.
Right.
Bus drivers. We can't find enough bus drivers.
Right.
The administrative staff, all those people. So you're going to reach out to them as well.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
And I think, you know, growing up, I was a teacher, but my mom is also an educator. And I remember growing up watching her make baskets or make treats for her support staff at her school. And I think that that really made an impact on me. And she knew them so well. And she said, I cannot do my job without them. They're so important to me. And they make it, you know, so much easier for me every day to go in and work with 20 or 25 or 30 students. So that really, I took that away from watching her during my childhood.
Well, you know, you've heard that old phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. And you're talking about a community to raise a child, and that's what you're trying to do.
Yes.
You're trying to get a system in place where the teachers can basically dial 1-800-HELP, and you're going to be there to do what you can do.
That's right.
So beyond the 26 days of praise and being available to supply them with pencils or paper or whatever it is that they need, what are some of the other things that you think, as former teachers, that you're going to be able to help out with?
I hope to be able to, in the future, really pull together as a community to do some student recognition. You know, these students are in our schools right now, but very soon, and I say this, having two children in college, they are going to be in our community. They're going to be the leaders in our community. They're going to be supporting our community. And so I think having them grow up knowing that their community is surrounding them and cheering them on is so special. And I think that, you know, Jennifer and I have been a part of this community for years, but doing things like this, coming together and doing things like this, really does build a strong sense of community. So when we have people who are new move to the area, they feel like there's a place they can plug in. They can get to know how they can serve, how they can support. So I think that that is important, you know, as well.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because I've had several conversations over the last year with people who are in elected positions. And one of my concerns is as we grow as a community, and we are growing, I mean, any doubt about that, how do we get all these new people that are in these apartments, let's say, downtown, how do we get them into the fold of this thing called community? Whether it be participating in Come See Me, getting behind 100 RHS, getting involved in church, you know, how do we make sure that they just don't become transients, just running up and down the highway, you know, doing their thing and really don't know what's going on and what makes this community tick? Because it's the sense of community that really makes Rock Hill what Rock Hill is. And if you don't have any root system here, or if you're not working here day in and day out, you're going to lose that. And people, a lot of people who live in apartments, you know, they're just running all over the doggone place. So I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. And I know you all have been looking forward to this. To remind everybody that they are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, I warned you about this now. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula is in the white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. Are we ready, ladies?
Yes.
Ready. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Now open. The new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Finally, there's a rising rate you can get excited about. For a limited time only, 15-month certificates and IRAs at Founders Federal Credit Union have reached super levels. A $500 deposit is all it takes to make these rising rates work for you. Hurry on over to foundersfcu.com/superrates today to see just how super these rates are. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone. Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. A couple of ladies, along with others that we're going to tell you about, are very involved with a new organization, all designed about helping teachers to do what they do in the classroom day in and day out. Jennifer Burns and Ashley Leslie are with us. The organization is called 100% RHS, and it's all about helping the students and helping out the teachers. This is a 501c3 nonprofit. They're all up and running already, 26 days of praise. They're actually out into all the schools. They're taking them on one at a time, taking out breakfast and telling the teachers how much they love them. And it's you talk about a morale booster, that's a good one. So who else is in this group besides you all?
So we also have Sharon Gravely. She is our treasurer. We have Ann Beckham. She's a board member. And then Kelly Nozel is our secretary. And we all have a lot of children. I think between us all, there's 18.
Yes, 18 children.
And we all work really well together. All of these women have great ideas of how that they can come in and help the teachers and the students. And it's really a wonderful group.
That's good. That's great. Yes. 18 kids between five. That's wonderful. So we were chatting off air, and it's no secret that every school system everywhere has got a challenge in recruiting new teachers and retaining teachers who are already here. And I know if I was to sit down here and talk particularly with your husband who's on the board, he would say, oh, yeah, we got that problem. So this, I would think, would be something that would be a plus in terms of being able to tell a new teacher or a teacher who is kind of waffling as to whether or not they want to stay in the system that, hey, there's help here for you.
Right.
Did you agree? Or did you guys are both former teachers.
Yes, I would agree. And that's the thing that we talk about a lot is that, you know, I think about this. If you think about the day in the life of a teacher gets up, may have a family to prepare for their day, and then they go to school. They may have morning duty. They may have a meeting before school. They have, before they even make it to their classroom, they have a lot to think about. And, you know, the teachers, if we are to be very honest about this, they sign up for teaching because they love it, because they love children, because they want to make a difference, because this is a passion for them. So I think about them, you know, in the morning getting up to go to school, and then they come to school and they have 20 or 25 or 30 little people in their class, maybe sometimes older people, could be high schoolers, you never know, so in their class. And that is a lot. And just thinking about, they have a schedule and they have so much they have to get done in this amount of time, and then we might throw in a special event that they have to schedule for, and, you know, things like that. And so I just, and not to mention the children in their class may not be having the best day. They may have had something that morning. That's a lot of people to consider, you know, what is happening in each of their lives. And so what we don't want teachers to worry about is resources. We want them to be able to spend time with a child without having to worry about resources. We want them to be able to spend that time, you know, making a difference in their life, building confidence with them, really spending time with that child, and not where they're going to get, you know, a pack of paper or some new markers right in February, or, you know, so that's kind of the thing that we have talked about a lot. We really want to make this, you know, more enjoyable for them. So,
you know, the other part, every teacher, every school has got that built-in benchmark that they have to achieve with all these, you know, state testing systems, national testing systems. So they've got that on them as well. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I've talked about this a number of times, when you take a look at what's coming into the classroom every day, teachers have got the kids that teachers have to deal with in 2023 are a lot different than the kids they had to deal with when I was, you know, had children in school. They just got a lot more issues. I mean, they just got them. And so they have to deal with all the discipline problems. They have to deal with all the hunger problems, et cetera, et cetera. So it's nice to know that somebody's there to help out.
Right.
I mean, we have a back-to-pack program. That's fine. Great. Wonderful. And everybody supports it, and they should continue to do that.
Yes.
But that's just part. I mean, that's just one thing. You all are about trying to, fill in the gaps and do more.
Yes. We just want to help support that. And it, you know, you talked about earlier how our community is growing, and it really is. It's growing. And it's growing quickly. And so I think we're going to need to add more organizations like this to fill those holes and to meet the needs that we have. And it is. It's just basic needs that they need in the classroom every day to be able to do their job.
So you got five ladies like yourselves that dream this thing up, and you're already up and running. And ultimately, what you would like to do, I gather, is to have the five become 50?
We would definitely like to see it grow. We would like to see it grow so that we're able to do more things. We have more ideas. Different people from the community coming in with different ideas is the ultimate goal. So, yes, we do want it to grow. We want to, as long as we can help show the teachers that we are here for them, I think we will be a small piece in bringing great teachers to Rock Hill and retaining the great ones that we already have.
So did you all talk about this with anybody, with the school board or with any school administration before you pulled the trigger on this, or are you just doing it?
So we did. We talked a lot to teachers and said, you know, tell me what is helpful. Then we talked to, you know, school board members, administration, how can we be helpful? What do you see the need, you know, to be? And so, yeah, we did.
We've been thinking about this for quite some time.
Yeah, this didn't happen overnight.
No.
And basically you got blessings from everybody. Please do it, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Every teacher I feel like we've talked to about this has said, this is a great idea. And actually, I've been approached so many times just in the past week from people saying, how can I help? This is so neat. This is a gap that needs to be filled. This is wonderful. So,
and keep in mind, as we said earlier, this is when you say 100% RHS, it's 100%. In other words, you're not taking any dollars out for overhead. We got no offices. We got no paid staff. We got no vehicles to run. I mean, this is you all just doing this because you want to help out.
Right. Yes.
Good.
And we're in a place right now where we can do that. And so I think that when we have that opportunity, we want to jump on it.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing develops, because I think you may have a tiger by the tail, really, in a positive way, because there's so many people who are trying to find a way that they can do something. And this is pretty simple. I mean, if you like to write a check.
Right.
That's what we need is a check. You know, give us $50, give us $100, give us $1,000, whatever it is. And then we'll take care of the legwork. And if you can help us out with some of the legwork, we need it.
And what the community, I would like for them to know is that no matter how small your donation is, you know, it could be $50, but that can provide snack for kids during testing. The smallest donation can go a long way.
It really can. And we talked about that when we, we've been ordering food and for breakfast, and one thing that we talked about is somebody called and said, you know, from one of these businesses and said, hey, I know it's not a big discount, but we want to give you 10% off. And when we thought about that, 10% of that discount paid for another, you know, class to have a mini grant. And that's important. That's special too. The businesses that we've talked to have been wonderful and have really just jumped on board and gotten involved. And so we're thankful for that. But I also think, you know, this is Rock Hill community is special. And you talk about come see me. That is special. That has been going on for so long. And I looked around this week and I don't think I've ever seen so many children. Nowhere else would you see so many children wearing frogs. You just wouldn't. I just think it's a special community, and I think that things like this just build a stronger sense of community, and we just want to keep going with that.
Well, what makes Rock Hill tick is the community.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is about Rock Hill. I've lived other places. I have determined, though, after careful examination, that it's because we all drink water from the Catawba River. There's something in there that makes us all get involved in whatever it is that piques our interest. You all are involved with this educational thing. That's great. With all the people who made downtown happen.
Yes.
I mean, Riverwalk and all the BMX and all the parks. I mean, it's just because people like y'all are doing something that needs to be done. Good for you. So, again, website for this?
100RHS.org.
100RHS.org. Go to it. They'll find out all the information. Send them a check. Call them. They'd love to have you help out. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
That half hour is just going right. Oh, we'll do it again. I promise you. All right? And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, ladies, you did so well. We're going to bring you back for an encore performance. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. Sir Charles has come back from his little closet over here. Are we ready? How do we do this? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.